Jaren, J-A-N-I-E, Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N. She was seen yesterday, which was the 10th of November. Janie's date of birth is 7/27/1939. 5-year-old woman currently on hospice with congestive heart failure, period. She has a 3+ edema. She's short of breath at all times. She's out of her furosemides. She's in desperate need of a provider because of her increased shortness of breath. She's no longer able to do anything for herself whatsoever per son's testimony, period. Janie used to be a director of a preschool for 25 years and then used to be a coordinator for the newspaper, Post newspaper here in Houston, period. She did smoke in the past, but none recently. Her biggest problem is the pain that she suffers with in her headache and her face, which she believes causes her to be short of breath and worsens her heart failure, period. For this reason, the patient is on Neurontin, and we discuss possibility of changing her to Lyrica to see how she does with the pain because of the severity of the pain. She has a right-sided facial droop and right-sided weakness related to a stroke that occurred years ago with history of lacunar strokes, period. Patient's weight is up, partially because she's not taking her Lasix. And because of her as well as worsening heart failure, period. New paragraph for COVID and flu shots are up to date, period. Other surgical issues includes right breast surgery 35 years ago, no cancer, stomach surgery related to an ulcer. She's very familiar with congestive heart failure. Her mom died of heart failure at age 98. Dad died of intubation during a procedure which caused aspiration and caused his death at age 88, period. New paragraph. Patients taking Neurontin 600 milligram TID, which I proposed to the medical director to change into Lyrica 50 milligram TID and then increasing slowly. Her Lipitor remains the same. We'll continue with Lasix at 20 milligram twice a day and D3 and metoprolol as before, period. Overall prognosis is quite poor for Janie given the natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.